This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
There was a lot of losing that took place yesterday, and we'll get to all of that. But, BT, we have to start with the winners in this town. You know, I was thinking about it over the weekend. It really didn't hit me until I was sitting there absorbing what was taking place after Juan Soto hit that incredible home run. 15 years. Like, we've referenced it a lot, right? And I don't know if it's just because we lived through the dynasty, because it feels like it was yesterday, whether it's 2009, whether it's 1996 or 98 or 99 or 2000, but it doesn't feel like it's been 15 years. Yet on Saturday night, the magnitude of the Yankees' accomplishment hit me. 15 years since they've been in the World Series. Congrats to the New York Yankees and all their fans. They're in the dance. Yankees, Dodgers, Friday. It doesn't get any better than that.
A little payback from 81, which is the first World Series I really remember watching. I mean, it was a long time. No doubt, very similar to the 81 appearance, and then, of course, which they lost, and then all the way up to the 95 wild card appearance, which, you know, the Yankees got going after that with the dynasty. 15 years in the Yankee universe without a World Series appearance is like 15,000 for everybody else. And first of all, it's just awesome. Like, there's nothing that, you know, feels like New York sports, like a Yankees World Series appearance. It's just, I mean, giant Super Bowls, Nick runs, amazing. Of course, I'm a little slanted here. I get that. But it's kind of what we're used to. And I think you get a little, you take it for granted. And when you do that, you kind of miss good things. Because if you think about the storylines for the Yankees for years now, going back to Cashman and the criticisms there, and Aaron Boone, lesser extent, but Stanton's contract, he was an absolute beast.
Yeah.
All of us complaining about Gleyber Torres, who really hit the ball well and played well. The storylines were fairly improbable for the Yankees to... Well, I'm going to stick with that because... In totality, you got Judge, you got Soto, you got a big payroll, you got some stars. They should be good, and they were, and they're going, and it's great. But when you go through the checkpoints, and I did this before the start of the playoffs, of what the Yanks have dealt with, Sal, you know, the Cole injuries, the Schmitz injury, yeah, the closer issues, all the other things, Stanton, Rizzo going down, Aaron Judge's awful start. It's been a wild, wild ride, and I think sometimes with the Yankees it feels easier in the past. I appreciate these more. I really do.
Well, I mean, they were built to win a World Series. So getting there is not, and maybe that's part of why it wasn't really like, okay, well, yeah, they get through the American League and get to the World Series. But when you do something that hasn't been done in 15 years, I don't care who it is, but when you make it the Yankees especially, it is a significant accomplishment. Like, we haven't seen the Yankees in a World Series in 15 years. It's incredible to think about all that's gone on in your life and our life.
Yeah, marriages, kids,
I know. It's a lot. I mean, I was thinking about that. I was like, geez, I lived with, you know, this girl, and because I remember the last parade and all that stuff. Yeah. 15 years is a long time between watching the Yankees, forget about winning, watching them participate in the World Series. I always reference the Mets were even in a World Series more recently in 2015. Well, now that's, you know, put to bed here. The Yankees did what they were supposed to do. However they got there really doesn't matter. They're there. But there are, like, I'm not ready to give Cashman his flowers and Boone his flowers and say Stanton was a great star. Like, ultimately, BT, this team was built to win the World Series. And it's been so long since they even got back to one. Yes, I think it's a moment to take sit back and take some appreciation of where they're at. But now they got a job to do. They got to finish it once they're here.
Yep, but we still have a couple of days to enjoy it. But there's no doubt, you don't get to the World Series and flex. You get to the World Series, you win, and then you flex. And it's all about winning at this point. Dodgers are going to be a handful. You know I wanted the Subway Series. We'll get to your Mets later. I wanted the Subway Series.
Because it was easier?
No, I just wanted it for the show. Right. Now, listen, I think the Dodgers are better than the Mets. Yeah, clearly, but I wanted it for us. I wanted it for the station. I wanted it for the city. I wanted it for all the reasons I detailed for a while. But not only are the Yankees in the World Series, think about some of the all-time moments they gave.
Yeah.
Like, Sal, that Soto at bat, we're going to simplify this on the air. But, man, if anybody, I don't care if you were 7 years old or you played in the minors and you just couldn't make it, you dig in a batter's box and somebody's trying to get you out, repeatedly throw it a tough pitch, and you just flick it foul. Just to stay, because you know you can't do anything with it. Flick it foul. Stay alive. Flick it foul. And then get the one pitch that you can do damage to and send it 400-plus feet to dead center. It was absolute lunacy in my backyard. We were going bonkers. And even the game where they lost with Judge's heroics and Stanton's heroics, and it has been a wild ride. And Saturday night was, at least up until this point, the culmination of that ride. And now we got a couple days to chill and to enjoy it and get ready for the big stage. East Coast, West Coast, you know, Yankees, Dodgers. Mm-hmm. It's the fall classic. But they get there. Now you got to win. You got to win the World Series.
The three games in Cleveland.
I don't want second place, Bryce. Not interested.
It felt like postseason baseball, the three games in Cleveland. And that Soto at bat was maybe the greatest at bat that I've ever seen. I mean, and you knew it was coming. You knew when Gattis couldn't get Soto out with his breaking stuff, whatever, the off-speed stuff. And you saw Soto looking at him like, I own you.
Yep.
He's shaking his head, nodding his head. I know Soto does that on occasion, but this time to me it was Gattis is screwed. And you knew Soto was going to get him. It was just to what extent Soto was going to get him. By the way, this is what Soto does. This is why I loved Juan Soto before he ever became a Yankee. He did this in the postseason back in 2019. The guy is a machine. He is unbelievable with each at bat. And then in the postseason, it gets turned up even more with Juan Soto. Wasn't looking for a walk. He was looking to do damage there. And he was making Gattis throw him a pitch eventually that he had to, you know, it had to come over the plate with a fastball.
Soto
wasn't going to miss it. It was, you knew it was. Now, I wasn't going to tweet it real time when I'm just sitting back trying to enjoy it, but you knew Soto had him. He had him beat. Four pitches before that fastball that Soto went over the fence, he had him beat. A remarkable, like you said, it was. Cleveland's not good, or not great, I should say. You know, they're clearly limited, but the Yankees with their heroics, the way that they won some of these games in Cleveland, really added to the drama and the thrill and the fact that they are back in the World Series. And love them or hate them, like, you're looking at it from a Yankees perspective, say, yeah, from a fan, it's nice to be back in there. Also, the fans that hate the Yankees and root against them.
Yep.
That's why I just think it's better for baseball to have the Yankees in the World Series on occasion.
I saw you, not every year. Yeah. I saw you tweet last night. Trust me, I totally get it. You know, October's better with the Yankees. World Series better with the Yankees. Understood. And if you're not rooting for them, like many of us are, the energy that you're going to expend rooting against them, you know, it matches the stage. And just very quickly on the Soto thing, the at-bat, it's almost, you know, watching him and that surgical and surgeon-like approach, you know, it's like a boxer who's got his guy on the ropes and he knows it's over. He's just going to finish him. It's a matter of when. It's like a mismatch in basketball. You got a little speedy guard and then you got a big who's, you know, had a switch out. He's cooked. It's just like, when do I cross him up? When do I abuse him? When do I go by him? When do I yo-yo? It's a matter of time. It's, I don't think I've ever seen an at-bat like that. I really don't. And, you know, this will be bigger down the road, but we thought, all right, what could Soto get this year? You know, how much money is he going to get? Well, if he does this statistically, it might be this. And then if he does this statistically, the Yankees as a team do this, it might be that. But if he really does this statistically and he does this in the playoffs, what is it? I got a starting point, 700 mil. That's not for today, but the money that he just made with that one at bat, I think he raked in another $50, $60, $70 million. Absolutely.
I mean, it's been something he's been doing his whole career. I wouldn't overreact to one at bat, but he's showing you he's a money postseason player. That's why you love the guy. That's why you want him. And this year, the thing that he did differently was that he did it in New York. So he becomes even more valuable to the Mets and the Yankees. And, yeah, we'll have plenty of time to discuss the free agents in the offseason with Soto. But, hey, look at it. This is not an accident here. Yankees, Dodgers, the teams with the most stars in the sport, all the best players, and they're going to the World Series. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire. Remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Brian is in Northport. What's up, Brian?
15 years. Woo! I can't wait for this. Brandon.
Yeah.
I'm close to you in age. I got a 9-year-old son, a 5-year-old daughter, and a beautiful wife.
Nice.
15 years. I wasn't married. I had no kids.
Yeah.
And shout, you're so right. I'm so trapped in this time warp of the late 90s, early 2000s. It's been so long. I keep going over that in my mind. It's nuts.
Well, and you know what's nuts about it? Yeah, and this, listen, the fact that your kids are of that age, they do get to enjoy the ride. Five-year-old should remember it as well. 9-year-old son, oh, my God, it is wheelhouse prime time. If you would have told me in 2009, and I mentioned this the other day, I was at the parade. I did my old show from the steps of City Hall. And if you told me that day that in 2009 that this team won't be back until 2024. Remember when we were young? I don't know if you thought, you know, I've got 5 years on you. Maybe it didn't apply, but I partied like it's 19 at Prince.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd hear that song in the 80s. I'm like, geez, 1999. That's so far away. Like, when it's never going to be 19. It's never going to be 2000. And same thing, like, in 2009, if you had to be a sheet of paper while I'm on the podium doing the show, and it just said 2024, next World Series appearance. Got to remember, still had A-Rod, still had a lot of, just got Mark Teixeira, just got CeCe. It is not easy, and the Yankees simplified for years something that is incredibly difficult. I think these last 15 or so have been a reminder that it's not, and then you pepper it with all-time moments, and it's really as special as it gets.
Maybe it doesn't feel, like to me, I just couldn't comprehend the 15-year thing. And maybe it doesn't feel like that because they're in the postseason every single year, because they've been to multiple ALCS.
Yes.
But I agree with that. So they're almost a victim of their own success, meaning that they're there every year. They're in the playoffs every year, generally. They go deep into the postseason. Like, it's not like they, I mean, I know on occasion either they don't make it or they wild card game or out or wild card round, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
But if, or, you know, lose in the ALCS. But, like, it feels like the Yankees generally are one of the final, I don't know, six teams standing in the sport every year. So that does take away from maybe the feeling of absence, but 15 years to participate in the World Series for them is a long time. Also, it shows you, yes, how hard it is, but this team was built and has been built to get to and win a World Series. So they have failed. Like, let's not make it like they haven't failed time and time again.
There's no question they fail, which is why, you know, I've been all over Cashman.
Right.
I mean, because as much as the Yankees spend and are quote-unquote built to win and built to make runs, it was built in a very flawed manner,
right,
which is why all of us were really, you know, at the end of the rope with Brian Cashman. And I don't want to say that I think I'm not saying that they got lucky this year, but I don't think it's a perfect team. I don't. I don't think it's a layup that they beat the Dodgers. I didn't think, you know, I figured they'd beat the Guardians, but I started to sweat it out a little bit. I knew they'd beat Kansas City, but I never once looked at this team and said they got everything that they need. They didn't. They had injuries. They had some older players. Stanton, I mean, you can't really rely on Stanton until, oh, yeah, it's October. Then you can rely on him. What about the bullpen? It was amazing, and then it malfunctioned, and now we've got to see how it resets itself for the Dodgers. But there were unknown variables and stories that were here too long that we thought expired, and somehow, in a perfect storm, it worked. If you like middle of the season to now, I'm surprised. Watching the Royals and the Guardians, I'm not. But middle of the year, if you told me this was happening, I don't know if I would have necessarily believed it.
Mike is in Hackensack, New Jersey. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Oh, man, our Yankees are going to the World Series. BT. I've been calling all season, killing Glaber and Stanton. I apologize to those guys. All is forgiven. BT, these guys are different players. I can't believe it.
I know.
I mean, what Soto did is unbelievable. BT,
yeah.
I was 50 years old. when I was the last time I went to a World Series.
Uh-huh.
And this may be the last. I'm going, man. I don't care what it costs.
That's right.
BT and Sal, I want your take. BT, we got to tighten things up now. We could beat the Dodgers. And BT, you said this was a World Series team. I didn't believe you. And I'm sorry, man. I am wrong. This team can win because the Dodgers do not scare me. They're pitching.
Well, listen,
what
listen,
do we got to do to tighten things up, man? Come on, what do we got to do?
Yep. I know. Listen, I hear you. And trust me, we'll talk about the Dodgers every day. I almost want to enjoy this today.
You should.
The matchups and play. I'm not saying that you're wrong that they need to play better in some certain spots. The base running's been absolutely atrocious. I mean, and again, I don't want to start rifling off complaints. My team's going to the World Series, but Gleyber Torres getting thrown out at the plate is criminal. I mean, first of all, he turned his head to look, where it's physically proven when you turn your head to look, you slow down. Even if it's by a tenth or a hundredth of a second, he was barely out. How a middle infielder can't score from first base on a gapper that goes to the wall. He's not like
so
the heavy-footed first baseman. It's ridiculous. And he shouldn't have been sent either.
A bad sense,
with
too.
Soto and Judge. But so the once the base, if the base running gets better and the Yankees start show up, they can and will be, if that happens, will beat the Dodgers. We got time for that.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Wait, World Series just kick back.
Yeah.
Today's one of those few days. There's no pressure. Nothing to sweat out. Who's Boone going to the bullpen? How's this guy respond? What's going on with the lower third of the order? What about Judge? Where is he? And I know you are enjoying it. Let's keep that tone today. Enjoy it.
Enjoy it now.
And then we dial things up
because,
and we get bonkers.
Because the Dodgers will not be a cakewalk.
Never said they will. Right. They're going to be very tough, actually.
The step up in class from what the Yankees faced in Kansas City and Cleveland, it's not even close.
You know what?
Doesn't mean they can't win, but it's not even close.
I don't disagree at all. And right now, I don't care either.
Well, you shouldn't.
But you're not wrong. The Dodgers are going to be tough, man.
Think about like your son or just even a 25-year-old fan or a 20-year-old fan who may be too young to appreciate the Yankees in the World Series. For us, it's different because we're older. I'm 45, so I lived through the Yankees winning multiple World Series from 1996 through 2009. I've seen it. I've seen them in the postseason every year. Younger fans don't... This is maybe the first real taste of what they get in their adulthood, let's say. Even if you were a young kid in 2009, you really don't get it to this degree. The New York Yankees are back in the World Series. 15 years is way too long, especially for a team that gets to the postseason every single year. It's about damn time that they're back in it. Enjoy it while you can.
And this is why, at the end of the day, they're the Yankees. You know, all the conversation, and we'll have a little one later, like, you know, the Jets and the Knicks and the Mets, and the Mets story was amazing, but of course it comes up short. Like, the Yankees, at the end of the day, they even if it's longer than it should be for their standards, which by now are our standards since they created those standards by winning, eventually the Yankees always remember that they're the Yankees. And the Yankees carry the mantle for the city. They always have. They always will. That doesn't mean that there won't be interruptions and the Mets can't grab it or the other teams grab the headlines. It is the Yankees forever leading the way, and they're back.
Yeah, that's from the Mets, BT. It is a team that, for me as a fan, you can be proud of, but ultimately, like, it's just not enough. You want to sit here and paint the rosy picture of, hey, what a great season. And they did have a great season. They provided many moments, especially the last few weeks. Like, it's been incredible, the run that the Mets have gone on. But I am not one to accept losing. And ultimately, the Mets lost. And they lost to teams that were better. The Dodgers were better built. The Yankees are better built. It's not a coincidence. Like, everybody says, oh, no, you don't need to spend the most money and get big players. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You have to go out there and get the best players. When you spend the money, make sure you spend it wisely. And the Mets have to do that. So this is a great starting point. Sure, I've seen this before in my life. What I haven't seen since I've been a seven-year-old kid is the Mets win a World Series. So I don't know if, like, today's the day where everybody's going to want to sit back and say, hey, what a great year. OMG, Grimace. Yeah, it was. That's nice. But ultimately, again, however they got here, they weren't good enough, as we've been saying all year long. They ran out of gas, whatever the excuse is. Look at the other teams, whether it is the Dodgers, the Yankees, obviously, the Phillies even, the feel that you get when you get to that top of the order. Right, like Cleveland didn't have, they had two guys basically that could beat you, Cleveland. Royals didn't have anything. The Phillies had at least, you know, Harper and Schwarber and Castellanos and Turner. Mm-hmm. The Dodgers with Ohtani and Betts and the Dodgers just absolutely freaking loaded. And the Mets have Lindor and Vientos. Nimmo's not it. Alonso's fine, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the problem. So again, here we are after all this, we're back to the same issue. Their core just isn't good enough and they need new players.
You know, for years, when the Mets would have a bad season, you talk about bringing in guys to change the culture. The difference with these Mets moving forward is that now you bring in people to further enhance the culture. So I'm obviously, you know, attacking this from a different place from Sal, from, you know, an emotional or sentimental point of view. But, you know, what the Mets have done is really nothing short of miraculous, and it needs to be lauded. I'm not saying over the top. I'm with you. Did you win the championship or no? I get it. We're a bottom-line city. It's a bottom-line result. But, Sal, it is one of the most stunning sports stories I've seen in my life. And that is not an overstatement. That is not hyperbole. Like, I mean that. I mean, I've been consuming New York sports with as much vigor as anybody. I'm talking about, I couldn't wait for my dad to ring the doorbell coming home from work so I could grab the post of the news and read about everything, whether it was Bernard K. That's when it started, about like 80, right? So I get it. All the stories, I really think that I'm comfortable saying that this is the greatest, I'm not going to say overachievement because that's almost disrespectful at this point. I think this is, for me, calculating everything, it's the most amazing season I've ever seen the sports team have in the city. I thought they were going to be awful.
Yeah, and they were.
They were.
11 games under.
0-5, 11 under, trade this guy, trade that guy. Conversations that seem maybe unfair now, but were certainly in play in real time. The culture is there. The manager is there. The owner's getting ready to spend. The general manager, he's the right one. Tough decisions ahead. I know you wanted more, and I wanted more for you guys because I wanted to beat you in the World Series again, but I wanted to see you there. It's, as a non-Mets fan, I enjoyed their ride. Yeah. I don't know how else to say it.
Understood. I think both can
it's
be
amazing.
True. Like, you could say, yes, it's an incredible run, especially where they were, you know, where they were 11 games under, the way they started, came out of nowhere. That's fine, but let's just get real for a second here.
Okay.
Look at what their payroll is. And you could say, like, yeah, but a lot of that's dead money. And it is. Okay, but when Steve Cohen took over the team, the idea wasn't to be the little engine that could. The idea wasn't, again, to accept being little brother or take second seat to anybody. The Yankees, the Dodgers, anybody. So, and by the way, to get to this point, like, miraculous things had to happen. And it did happen, which was part of the fun. The Alonso home runs, Lindor, whatever. But realistically, This team was not built, and they know it. They even exceeded their own expectations. This is supposed to be a reset year. So I applaud the Mets for giving their fans a team to be proud of and going to the National League Championship Series in a quote-unquote reset year. However, I also hold them to the standards that they should be now held, to the highest of standards. Like we say with the Yankees every year, the Mets need to build a sustained winner that can legitimately compete to win a World Series. This team, while it was very good and got very far, was never a legitimate... Like, they were so good that people just started to believe, holy crap, is this Mets magic? Is this team of destiny going to take them over the top? And then ultimately, you saw what happens. The destiny, the chemistry stuff, the energy, the OMG stuff, all those fun things... You meet your match when you face a team that's as talented as the Dodgers.
And they are so good, the Dodgers. Now, I think it stings even more because your ace was out there. He didn't have it. Yeah, they just didn't
he
have
it. He was gassed, and that's fine.
I get it. Yeah, I'm not hammering him, but he didn't have it. And that does, if you guys lose a bullpen game or you go down with something like Peterson because he has to start, no disrespect. Not that it's easier to swallow, you still lose, but I'm sitting there in my mind, yes, I'm thinking this is good before the game. We got a game seven. Dodgers have the bullpen. Yeah. Mets got a little life. Manaea's been money. And I thought they'd lose Game 7, but I did think that they would get to Game 7.
I did feel like if the Mets won Game 6, they were not going to lose Game 7. All the pressure in the world on the Dodgers, the fact that the Mets would have gotten to that point. Either way, now look, we say the Mets ace, and he was gassed. The Mets, they didn't believe that this was possible. Sean Manaea wasn't brought here to be an ace. He turned into the ace. If the Mets really believed that they were going to be... I guarantee you this, BT. If you could go back in time... And somebody could see the future in the Mets front office and tell Steve Cohen, Steve, we're going to be within two wins of the World Series against the Dodgers. It is before the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
You think he wouldn't have went all in to get Blake Snell or more bullpen arms? Like, they didn't really truly, they were like, all right, well, this team has earned the right to have some reinforcements.
Yeah, a winker, a little something here.
We'll add Stanek, whatever, to see if they could get to the playoffs. They never looked at it and said, okay, what can we do to get this team? And that's why I was on them saying, get Blake Snell. Why? Because I knew they needed a starter because at the time, we all talked about how their starting pitching would run out of gas. And then it happens in the championship series, meaning they were not prepared. They didn't build a team to win a World Series. Great season, fun season, OMG, all that stuff. A historical season in many ways. Overachieving, 11 games under. Yes, but at the end of the day, the bottom line is they're still not good enough. And I can't, me personally, I have higher standards than to accept that.
Well, you know, to me, in a lot of ways, we get these calls, Yanks and Mets here. I'll get back to this. But the 2024 Mets, in a lot of ways, remind me, and I've said this before, but now it's over, the 2022 Giants, where when you meet your match, it's very lopsided. Even though it's like the Mets lost in four, but the way yesterday, some of the scores in the series were lopsided. We all know LA's a lot better, just more talented. And the Eagles were much better and more talented than the Giants. The key now, and we don't have the answer today, although we'll get into this in the next couple of days and even a little later, the key is that the 2025 Mets can't become the 2023 Giants.
And I don't think they will.
I'm not saying that they will either, but it's paramount that they don't. Like the culture's, you know, been planted here a little bit. You got the GM, you got the manager, you got the owner will to spend, you got your star player in the door, you got some great mojo. The fans have been reinvigorated. There was an awakening within the Met fan base. And those are all great things, but there's still a lot, you know, where's Iglesias? Where's Pete? What's Manaea next year? Where's Severino? Where's Bader? What kind of players Alvarez? There's a lot of guys, you know, who really is Nimmo that played a lot of baseball this year that did really well that either won't be back next year or won't replicate what they did this year.
The mistake they can't make is doing what the Giants did with Daniel Jones. Just because Daniel Jones overachieved in that 2022 season.
That's perfect. There you go.
So they cannot go into the next season with their best players being still Lindor. I know Biento's going to be great in Lindor, but Alonso, McNeil, Nimmo, those guys cannot be the same guys again. Andrew is calling from Morris Plains. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, bud.
Hey, guys. Thank you guys so much for taking my call. I watched the game last night. Definitely a tough loss, but I mean, reflecting on this season, this really was an incredible Mets season. I mean, no one expected this. I didn't expect to be here talking about, October baseball for the Mets. And, you know, I feel like last night, and I do think, you know, from what we were building this game up to be with Manaea pitching and the dodging the bullpen, I mean, it just felt too good to be true, but I still had faith in him in the end. But I nonetheless, it was an incredible season. I'm so happy to see Lindor become the player that we want him to be. I do agree with what you guys are saying. Yeah, we need to get work done with this team. And, you know, I think we definitely need, we just need better starting pitchers. I really do like Manaea. I mean, it wasn't his game yesterday, but if we're wanting to go all the way next year, I think you have to start with the pitching first. We have to get a better starting pitching. And
they should, Andrew, and thank you for the call. You know, BT, it's funny. I can't come on, while I still don't accept losing, you can't be angry with this year by any stretch. Like, where does this rank amongst the disappointment? Not even close. This is a great season. They more than maxed out. When a team maxes out and over exceeds the expectations that they set on themselves or that we had for them, it's a fun year. It's a great year in many ways. But let's just remember, now, as a Mets fan, even though this great run, this great season was a lot of fun, now you're going to sit back and watch the Dodgers and the Yankees in a World Series. That's not going to go down easy for Mets fans.
Yeah, but it's going to be easy in terms of who you're rooting for. Go
100%.
Dodgers.
Of course. I mean, that's not even a question.
There's no way that's even an issue. Hey, negativity sells here. It always does. You know, whether it's, you know, in the papers back in the day or the radio. Unfortunately, that's the way it is. I can't say a single negative thing about these Mets. But what will happen is now the curve won't be as steep in terms of how I grade them. Now it's the cute story is now okay. All right, so you did this. Where do we go now? And maybe my evaluation process moving forward will be a little bit different. But right now, sitting in this studio at WFAN, I can't say one bad thing about the Mets.
Brad,
I can't, and I won't.
Brad is calling from Mineola. What's up, Brad?
What's up, buddy?
BT, I want to tell you, my dad passed away 7 years ago. I'm a diehard Mets fan, but my dad was a diehard Yankee fan. And I'm sure he was smiling down when Soto hit that home run. With that being said, being the diehard Mets fan, I will always have a soft spot for the Yankees. Crazy, because I'm a Mets fan.
Yep.
But I will tell you, thank you to this 2024 team. At the end of the day, you are right. They maxed out completely. At the end of the day, this is not like 06 where we were a team that was built to win a World Series and fell short. Or 15 where we played a team that we rightfully probably should have beaten the World Series and didn't. And there were disappointing losses and things that happened. What a run. Alonso's home run against Milwaukee. Lindor's home run against Philly. And we just ran into a buzzsaw. And at the end of the day, thank you to the 2024 Mets. I'm 36 years old right now, and I felt like I was 12 or 13 years old watching this run.
It's a great call, man. And I hope the Yanks get 28, obviously, for me, but for your pops as well up in heaven 7 years ago. Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, you think about this stuff. And yeah, he's a Mets fan who's got a soft spot for the Yankees because of his dad. It doesn't always seem that way with some of the, you know, conversation we've had. I'm a Yankee fan who actually does have a bit of a soft spot for the Mets because of my dad. And, you know, what you pass on to your kids. I have so many buddies in town, Mets fans, who pulled their kids out of school to go to an afternoon Mets playoff game. And it's good to see the vibrance back. It's good to see, even though Yanks-Mets really isn't a rivalry because it's different divisions, it's more of a talking point, territoriality thing. It was so fun doing this. It was also exhausting. So fun doing this juggle, watching these teams play and give us a gift that there's no guarantee we get again anytime soon. You just don't know.
Yeah, and stop me if you've heard this before. Like, oh, I can't be negative. Don't want to say anything bad about the Mets. But yet, an all too familiar ending. Mets go home. Yankees are back in the World Series. I'm just saying. I know today's the, you know, you want to celebrate and appreciate and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, with Steve Cohen here, it's supposed to be different. This is year four of this window. And the more I think about it, the more angry I'm getting.
I'm looking at those crazy eyes. I'm seeing it.
This is year four. This is not year one. It's not year two. What did LeBron say? Not four. This is year four. Like, the Mets, with their payroll, with this owner, weren't supposed to have a reset year in year four.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I accepted this before the year started. And for the greater good, for moving forward. This
you
was
did.
So I'm okay with that. But let's not forget what the goals are here. Fun season.
Yep.
The goal is to build a sustained, successful winner, that can legitimately compete to win a World Series every single year. I think they're on their way, which is great signs, but there's work to be done.
We shouldn't forget that. And also, let's not forget at the end of the day who still and always will run the city.
See?
Hold on.
Oh, dude, it's going
to... I had to do that. I just didn't even want to do that. Yeah. I had to do
For me, I was too young to ever watch the Yankees and Dodgers in the World Series, but I know all about the history, not only the more recent history, but dating back to when the Dodgers were in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So it's just, Yankees-Dodgers, Yankees. It's a rivalry you've heard about growing up in this town for many, many years, and now a lot of the younger generation, myself included, at 45 years of age, get to actually see it play out, Yanks-Dodgers World Series.
I heard a lot about 1955 growing up. That's the year the Dodgers finally cracked through and took out the Yankees. My dad was, I think, 12 at that point, so it was right in his wheelhouse. I heard it. That was one of the first things I remember hearing about any sports team was that 55 Dodgers team.
Right.
There, I don't know. Did you see? I think it's like, I think it was after, like, slightly after COVID, probably been out about 2 years. The documentary Civil War or was it Civil War or Uncivil War? The Yankees Dodgers from the 70s.
No, I'd like to see that.
It is now that you've got a couple days, Jets and Giants are off, Mets are done right now, Knicks tomorrow night, Rangers, but you could do the juggle. I think it was an ESPN. I don't think it was Netflix or one of those streamings. It was awesome. And the Reggie dynamic and the Steve Garvey dynamic, it was the footage, a lot of stuff I had never seen. And a nice way to not only ignite the Dodgers-Yankees energy and you know, reignite the rivalry, but also to learn a lot of stuff. Because it goes back to the 70s, late 70s, and even the 81 World Series, which the Dodgers won.
Yeah, Zoo said it's on ESPN called the Uncivil War.
There you go. Thank you, Zoo. So fantastic. You saw it, Zoo?
I remember them advertising it. I've never actually watched
it. It's so good.
I wonder how I could see it. I hope it's on, like, demand or something.
It is.
I don't have ESPN
it
Plus.
Is.
So.
It is.
Anyway, Yankees Dodgers, we don't have to watch highlights from the 70s or 50s or whatever. We got it real time Friday night, game one of the World Series. Ivan is calling to Houston. What's up, Ivan?
Hello, guys. How you doing today?
Good. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Sal.
Yes.
Sal. Just want to say Soto.
Yeah.
I know how much you love him, bro. That guy is a monster, bro.
Oh, hey, here's the bottom line, Yvonne. You're right. Enjoy him while you have him. He's a Yankee for now, and we're going to see what happens in the offseason. It's going to be very interesting to see how the Yankees approach it, what Soto ends up getting, and if the Mets get involved.
All I got to say, exactly. And I just want to say, hey, I'm not a Met hater. I was really hoping you guys won yesterday because I really think you would have won Game 7. I think Manaea came up small personally, but... you guys had a great season, and I just want to say, as a Yankee fan, I am totally hyped. I cannot wait for this series. Dodgers can't wait to blow them out of the water with that weak-ass pitching. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, the Yankees have saw top pitching this whole postseason. Cleveland was top five. Orioles was seven. I don't want to hear that it was a layup, because last time I checked, the Orioles and Astros, they didn't force it. They lost to those teams, okay? And we beat them. And we only lost two games this postseason. And we're not going to lose maybe one more game. And we're going to take them in five. Let's go, Yankees. Number 28 coming our way.
Our boy.
That was hilarious.
You know, it's funny. Like, there's a couple of ways to build the team. And I get what he's saying on some level. Like, by not beating a conventional power, like, we associate, and there's an element of laziness, and I'd be lying if I'm not watching the Guardians that often, except when they play the Yankees, or if they play the Mets, or say with the Royals. And I see the Witt highlights and Salvi highlights. But there's different ways to win. Now, what the Dodgers, and different ways to build the team. The way the Dodgers and what they're bringing to the table, it's like a murder's row, star-studded, superstar. It's going to be totally different energy. It's going to be very tough. Now, the Guardians didn't catch the ball the way they did during the regular season. But, yeah, I get it. The Yankees beat two very good pitching staffs. It's not the Yankees' fault that guys... you know, weren't catching pop-ups or maybe making plays they usually make. I don't know. Why was that happening? Were they feeling the energy and the magnitude of the postseason? Not so much the Yankees, but just that state. I don't know, and it doesn't matter. But what matters now is the Dodgers, and that's it. Like, the path to get here and the stats, I don't mean the memorable snapshots we'll have forever. All that matters to me, do I think the Yankees can beat the Dodgers? I do. Do I feel very confident about that? Wouldn't say very confident. I know they're going to be a handful, but it's on, and it's what you want.
Yeah, our last caller, though, you can't take it seriously.
What? What part?
That the Yankees are going to wipe the Dodgers, mop the floor with the Dodgers and beat them up and take them out in five. Like, that's just...
They could win in five?
Yeah.
They could.
Yeah, they could.
Sure.
But logically, based on logic, like, anything could happen in sports, sure, that's what makes it so great. logically speaking, the Dodgers are light years ahead of what you saw with the Royals and Guardians. So for the Yankees to puff their chest out, or the Yankee fans in this particular case, and thinking that, we're going to cakewalk through the Dodgers, like, no. It's just the National League has been better all year long. The Dodgers are significantly better. Now, we'll see what happens. Hey, maybe the Yankees go out there and sweep. Who knows? Crazier things have happened. But the Yankees, you always like to bring this up, the odds are, who's the odds favoring?
I didn't even check. I imagine the Dodgers are favored.
The Dodgers are favored. Yeah, now, favorite. What does that mean?
Nothing.
Other than the Dodgers are the favorite.
Jets were favorites last night. And Jets were laying two. Yeah. How'd that go?
Well, no, we get that. But the point is, the Yankees are, or their fan, or this particular fan, I don't want to say everybody's like that because I don't think that that's the case. To think that you're just going to roll through the Dodgers is just irresponsible.
Yeah, and to me, by the way, to me, that's wasted. I don't even care. If they win in seven, if they win in four,
go beat them.
Who cares?
And bottom line, go beat them.
I don't care.
Yankees are here. Yankees are, just like I say, the Mets, for me, the Mets, like getting to the NLCS, that doesn't do anything. Like, yeah, okay, it was a nice run, but you want to win the World Series. Well, getting to the World Series for the first time in 15 years, that is an accomplishment. But ultimately, the goal is to win the World Series. Go beat the Dodgers.
And getting to the, from a Yankee perspective, getting to the World Series and losing is a totally different energy. Like, the Marlins series, now that was also on the heels of the Dynasty in 03, stunned. And of course, the Diamondbacks, you know, that was what it was. Like, from a Yankee perspective, but I do think for me, this feels a little different. Every other time that the Yankees have gotten to the World Series, I haven't been right. Most of the time, yeah. I had no doubt that they were going to win. This year, my mind's kind of getting there, but I'm still enjoying the actual appearance of the birth here. It's not going to be easy. I think most rational fans understand that. The Dodgers lineup is, it's a load, man.
Bottom line is, however you want to describe the Yankees' run so far, cakewalk or facing lesser opponents or whatever, I don't think it was a cakewalk necessarily. Kansas City was a bye. Like, that wasn't a real challenge. And it's not the Yankees' fault. That's who they played. And Cleveland was okay, but the things that they did well, they didn't do well in this Yankee series. Some of that is a credit to the Yankees, whether it's their offense. Some of that's just Cleveland's not good enough. But when you look at the guys who were dangerous in that lineup facing this Yankee pitching, it's not even close to what the Yankees are going to face with the Dodgers. So the Yankees, if they win the World Series, they're going to earn their World Series win.
First of all, I think you earn every World Series win that you get, to me. So, and by the way, back in the day, Sal, nobody was coming to the Yankees' defense when the Red Sox were trotting out Pedro, who might be the greatest righty of all time, were trotting out in succession, Manny and Big Poppy, the greatest 3-4, one of the greatest duos, in I know they were hopped up on roids and whatever, but one of the greatest, so was some of the Yankees, one of the greatest duos ever, and nobody was saying, oh my God, the Yankees' road is so arduous, these Red Sox are amazing. Right. Sometimes you have a team that could look you in the face and is as good as you, or maybe sometimes better, and then sometimes you get a little shift in the winds and the competition's a little bit easier. But eventually you're going to run into some obstacles. And even the Yankees against the Guardians, they ran into obstacles, and they're still standing. And you go from there.
And now it'll be their biggest challenge to date, taking on a real team. And the Dodgers, we'll see how they fare. All I'll say is this, for all the Yankee fans, and everybody should be enjoying this, but the arrogance is nauseating. And for all the Yankee fans that are arrogant, make sure you win the World Series, because it's not going to be pretty if you don't. You got there, that's great. Everybody's enjoying the run 15 years. If you don't, you're never going to hear the end of it. And that's because of the arrogance. And it's something I just can't. It makes me, like, the first, five games. Come on. At least logically say, you know what? The Yankees are underdogs going in here. It'd be an upset if they win this
World Series. Did you actually see the odds? I didn't see them.
I heard Gio talking about it this morning.
Do you know what they were?
I don't.
Know the Dodgers were favored.
What is it?
I'll look it up.
Yeah.
You know it too or no? If not, no big deal.
Well, they're underdogs. I mean, but
I'm just curious what the number is. Are they,
and by the way,
are they plus 160 or are they plus 209? I'm just curious what they are.
They shouldn't be underdogs because they're the Yankees.
I think they should be. I actually, if I was to handicap
Judge, Soto, Cole, Stanton.
Betts.
I got the odds.
What is it?
We have the Dodgers at minus 126 and the Yankees at plus 108.
That's basically a push. Yeah flip a coin. Yeah, I get it. It's going to be... It could be deep, and it's going to be tough, but, let's go. It is on. I'm pumped, man. Yankee fans, enjoy it, bro. Let's go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app